Unit 3, page 30, reading, exercise 5.
A new kind of superhero. Tim Burton is one of the most famous American directors. His most popular movies include Batman, 1989, Edward Scissorhands, 1990, Batman Returns, 1992, and Dumbo, 2019. In 1990, he got a Daytime Emmy Award for his cartoon series Beetlejuice. And in 1991, he got a Hugo Award for Edward Scissorhands. Tim grew up watching horror movies and cartoons. He read Edgar Allan Poe's horror stories, and he loved drawing. He also made short movies in his backyard. After leaving school, Burton studied animation. Then, he got a job at Walt Disney Studios. He was a very good animator, but he didn't draw in the Disney style. So he left Disney and started to make his own movies. One of his most successful movies is Batman. At first, people were upset when Tim Burton chose the comedy actor Michael Keaton to play Batman. Batman is a superhero who is taller and stronger than ordinary men, and Michael Keaton was too short. At 1.75 meters, he was in fact the shortest actor ever to play Batman. However, the movie was very successful, and everybody loved Michael Keaton as Batman. One of Tim Burton's most interesting characters is Edward Scissorhands. The idea for the character came from a drawing that Burton had made in high school. Edward isn't human, and he has scissors instead of hands. In the movie, Johnny Depp plays Edward. However, his character in the movie is not as scary as Tim Burton's original drawing. In one of his latest movies, Dumbo, Dumbo the elephant has bigger ears than the other elephants, and they laugh at him. However, his big ears are an advantage. He can fly. This new movie is more exciting than the old Disney movie, but the CGI elephant is not as cute as the cartoon elephant in the 1941 version. There are some changes in the plot, but the new movie is still as sad as the old one. Tim Burton has directed many other movies, including some of the best-loved children's stories like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory and Alice in Wonderland. He still produces movies today, and sometimes he shows some of his drawings and cartoons at exhibitions around the world.